ダダダダダダダダダ。
Welcome back to Nick Joins Us for Reading The Narrow Road Between Desires. This is page 146. A little sheepishly. I thought your husband might need an extra hand. Nettie looked around, eyes brushing over the old barn, her mouth tugging down at the corners. He traps and hunts for most of the parts of these days, she said. Keeps him busy, but not so much that he'd need help, I imagine. She looked back to Bast. At least he's never made mention of wanting any. How about yourself? Bast asked, giving his most charming smile. Is there anything around the place you could use a hand with? Nettie smiled at Bast. It was only a small smile, but it stripped 10 years and half a world of worry off her face, making her practically shine. There isn't much to do, she said apologetically. Only 3 goats, and my boy minds them. Firewood? Bast asked. I'm not afraid to work up a sweat, and it has to be hard getting by with your gentleman gone for days on end. He grinned at her hopefully. And we just haven't got the money for help, I'm afraid, Nettie said. I'm supposed to get carrots, Bess said cheerfully. At the end of the page. I'm Vin.
I'm John.
And I'm Nick. I'm still here.
So I was right. He's got to get carrots.
Yep, carrots. It will be. Okay, so honestly, I'm a little. I don't know. This feels weird to me. Like all of Bast's relationship escapades have been with, you know, single people up to now, at least as far as we know. But this is like an explicitly married person, and so the level of charm that he's pouring on here just kind of gives ick to me a little bit.
So I'm cheating a little bit because this is something that I'm taking from the facing page, but I was initially with you, John, where I was like, man, he's being so charming, but I actually think he's playing dumb. I think he's playing up the idea that people in town think he's simple, and he's kind of walked in here going like, oh, I need some work. Oh, I'll chop some wood for you. Oh, it's okay to get paid in carrots. Like he's acting like kind of a dumb lummox. That's the sense I get here. I can't.
So it's just like eager earnest and not like get in your pants.
There's yeah, exactly. Like we see him like notice her beauty, but I don't get the sense that he's like having a pleasant lech. I feel like he's playing up his reputation as being kind of slow in order to, like you said, kind of work his he has his agenda here. This actually reminds me of how Quoth dispatches him to like do odd good jobs in the town.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of like, so fair that's enough. The sense I get from
however,
this.
However, we as the readers know Bast and his reputation. So you are perhaps correct in that he is playing up a certain characterization, but he is also always on the prowl. At least it would seem from his previous, you know, from what we know of him in the past books.
That's true. That is perhaps a tension we are meant to be walking in this scene, right? We're like, what's going on with him? What is he doing here?
Which is nice to have, to be able to balance on, like you said, a tension. That's a great way of putting it. You know, so it's something where we can see both ends of what he may be doing or what his intentions are.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, and obviously if we were consuming this piece of literature like sane people, we could just, you know, get through the next couple pages and know what's happening and not have to sit here and stew.
Whose idea was that, John?
I blame the trio.
I can't help but feel at least partially responsible, but then again, I didn't ask you to do this. I just bullied Jordana and Jeremy into it. I literally plopped the laptop down one day and I was like, all right, we're doing this. But
that's so hilarious.
That's neither here nor there. I think it's actually too good. Yep.
It's actually sort of hilarious that that this show had so much more like intention. And we sort of like, having watched you guys for the last, you know, like 5 years, we sort of at least had a sense of what this would mean. And we all decided to do it anyway. So that's great.
Not to get too Marxist about it, but podcasting is like kind of the last truly democratizable, content creation medium. Like the barrier to entry is so low and you can make a podcast at about the same level of quality and like reach.
Yeah, totally.
As a mass media created podcast. So there's something to that.
If I had been making a bingo card, commie propaganda definitely would have been on it. So,
all right. So we've got verisimilitude. We've got Tilda Brand. We've got commie agitprop. What else?
Bingo. How many do we need? 4, 5? I don't know.
I just the talk about the tension on this page, which I think is intended, is like palpable and intended. It's interesting and very much to Rothfuss's credit that he can do this. He can write these books that are not rich with incident. You know, famously, The Slow Regard is a very readable book that in which nothing really happens. And this book
makes a candle.
She makes a candle, yeah, and she breaks a gear. But it's extremely readable and like extremely tense. And this scene also definitely like has a lot of tension to it. It has a lot of mystery to it. And I think this book has more incident than Slow Regard, but it's very much to Rothfuss's credit. Like, love him or hate him as he's been conducting himself recently, he's still a remarkable talent. And I don't know. I almost wish he hadn't found himself tethered to this trilogy. I would have loved to see like what he could have written. You know, he's like, there's so much time has been burned. To me, that's the bit. That's the saddest thing. Is that like all the time that's been burned, just sort of like having him spin his wheels, trying to get book three out instead of, you know, just writing on his own terms.
I've got a feeling once he bangs out book three, that he'll be able to start pushing more content. Like, he's got Lanreel Young again, already ready to go, I'm sure. And I don't doubt that he's probably got several things he's been cooking for a while. That
I hope so.
I think he's just stuck on some serious issues that he really wants to perfect this thing to make his like memory of his dad proud. And like, his dad was always like, do a thing, do it right. And to him, it's really important that this happens the way he wants it to happen. But I'm sure that once that happens, we'll get more content from him, more than we've gotten in a long time. That's my belief. But I would like to point out something from the book too, just so we don't get too far away from that. This goes back to what we were saying earlier, in that it seems that for sure Bast here is trying to insinuate himself into the household to get more intelligence, because he's not really taking no for an answer, and he's just trying to find, he's wheedling his way finding work or whatever, so that he can, you know, pursue his goals further with like chopping firewood or whatever it takes. You know, it's like yes anding everything he can here with this conversation. I'm done.
Yes, and?
Yes, and we will have another episode tomorrow on another narrow page.
Narrow page.